This is Carol Flagg with High Tech Answers, and the following is my interview at HIM16 in Las Vegas with Mark Montgomery, the Chief Marketing Officer for Craneware.
Mark, good to meet you today. How are things going at HIMS?
Good. Thank you, Carol. Very good. It's an exciting time here in Las Vegas with the industry and certainly for Craneware as well.
Yeah. A lot of challenges out there, but still it feels like it's a very enthusiastic crowd this year.
Absolutely. A lot of energy. You know, I think there's a passion to continue to make the industry better and find ways to do that and through innovation and through good people. So it's certainly both are present here.
You're probably talking to a lot of CFOs at the convention this year. So what are you hearing are some of the biggest challenges they're facing today?
Carol, I think CFOs face many of the same challenges that they faced in the past, yet there's these new emerging risks and opportunities that they're facing. Certainly, the ability to maintain the traditional metrics around their financial performance for their organization to support their core mission, which is providing quality care for their patients and their community, is always going to be at the forefront. I think the new risks and opportunities that are creating is the ability to manage not just the revenue cycle and the financial transactions that come from these clinical operations, but it's the ability to integrate their operational and cost data into those financial metrics. With the evolution of reimbursement and the changing both models of reimbursement and sources of reimbursement, financial performance and margin management continues to be key to allow them to pursue their mission. So the ability to manage not just their revenue cycle, but their operational and cost data as it supports their clinical operation and their ability to drive the right patient to the right point of care for the best treatment and best outcome is certainly at the top of mind. And so they're managing this new, we call the value cycle, which is this next evolution of the revenue cycle that integrates these three components together. And I think they're challenged those types of things are top of mind for the CFOs.
Well, certainly, the value-based care discussion is as big as it's ever been. Obviously, the top topic here at HIMS this year.
It is, and I think the important thing is people are driving toward analytics around population health and how to manage risk and those things. And yet, what we find is the best prepared operations to do that are the ones that are very solid in their traditional revenue cycle operations. For their charge capture, their coding compliance, their ability to access patients into their network and to process them and to treat them and get good outcomes, and to be able to manage the revenue cycle around that is certainly important. And then they're marrying that now with this operational and cost data around contracting, pricing transparency, cost analytics, those types of things to help them ultimately drive their data warehouse or their data sets to allow them to make financial and clinical decisions based on where the best outcomes have been historically. So I think those are the key elements of what we're calling the value cycle, and certainly there's a lot of people here this week with solutions and services as well as education sessions on how to best manage this new emerging sort of economic world within the clinical operation that they exist.
And those come under best practices. That's what you're talking about, best practices in sense of moving to value-based care.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of times best practices are the ability to discover where the risks are and convert those into opportunities and then optimize or sustain the solution or the cure, if you will, from a financial standpoint long term. And so in this new value-based world, whether you're in a fee-for-service model or a combination of fee-for-service and quality-based reimbursement or going into managing a population for a fixed set of revenues, managing the risks is key. And I think the best practice is the way you use people and technology to identify where those risks are, to tell you what you don't know, and then be able to respond accordingly to those. And make sure your people can take action so that they can minimize the risk and identify them and convert those into opportunities.
So switching gears, I saw recently you announced a partnership with VestaCare. Can you tell us more about your expansion into patient engagement solutions?
Sure. Well, as you know, I mentioned earlier, there's a shift in the source of reimbursement, not just the construction of the reimbursement, but where revenues are coming from to providers today. And this shift has really been shifted from traditional payers like the government and the commercial payers onto the provider and ultimately onto the patient. many of us are living with a high deductible, you know, insurance plan today, where we have co-pays and co-insurance, and we have a some type of individual or family deductible. And it's a new challenge for healthcare providers who have traditionally been a business-to-consumer delivery model, but their financial model has been business-to-business, where they're collecting from these traditional government and commercial payers. Now it's moving into a consumer-based world where they're collecting a healthy percentage of their revenues, sometimes 15, 20, up to 25% of their revenues are patient-responsible. And it just takes a different process and different culture to really be able to manage that. And so what we've done is we've engaged in a strategy to expand our patient engagement solutions, and we've incorporated a partner, VestaCare, to provide what we're calling a compassionate, patient-friendly method to be able to establish an opportunity and a method for the patient or the guarantor to pay for the services that are provided on an ongoing fashion. The uniqueness of this solution is that it has a dynamically adjustable patient balance capacity. So as you receive your services and your insurance company pays their portion of the bill, the system can automatically adjust what the patient balance is going forward so you don't overpay or underpay as a patient. And as a provider, what it does is accelerate your cash flow. It creates a great patient experience because there's no mystery in what may be owed. And it minimizes or reduces the need to issue credits or to issue additional bills based on the post-insurance adjudication, because you have a dynamic plan that's adjustable and clear to the patient.
A cost savings for the provider, obviously. They're not chasing down money.
Yeah, so the cost to collect goes down. The time to cash goes up from a pure business metric, but maybe more importantly is the consumer, the patient, us, we have a better experience, right? And there's no mystery and there's no discomfort around the conversation, because one of the most painful parts sometimes of healthcare is the financial piece. And the focus really should be on the clinical outcome, right? Getting diagnosed, getting treated, and getting the best outcome possible. And if you can put the patient's mind at ease, that the financial piece is taken care of in a fair and compassionate way, it lets the patient and the provider focus on what they're really there to do, and that's return to good health.
Mark, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Carol. Appreciate it.